Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of November 19th through 24th, 2012. I'm back! Just in time for the wrap-up of the Grand Prix with the NHK Trophy in Sendai, one of the places hit hardest by the earthquake and tsunami back in 2011, so perhaps it was appropriate that the men's competition was won by local boy Yuzuru Hanyu. While he was at it, Hanyu managed to skate another brilliant short quad and all and put up 95.32 to squeak past his own world record from Skate America, and when most of the other skaters weren't as perfect, especially with Daisuke Murakami even having to pull out in the middle of a short with a dislocated shoulder. Some way behind, in second, Daisuke Takahashi got off with a stumble on the quad and shaky jumping in general. In third, Javier Fernandez tailed him. He skated clean with the quad, and despite the talent of the field, all three were over a dozen points above everybody else. Ross Minor in fourth doubled his quad salchow, and everyone else fumbled their quad attempts as well, except Kevin Reynolds, who fumbled his other jumps, and Adam Rippon, who went quadless and popped his axle. In the free, the overall quality of the competition took a step up. While Hanyu got through most of the program with only a step out in his quad salco, then he got tired at the end and fell on his last jump and out of his penultimate spin. It was just enough to win that segment too, when Takahashi failed to fully rotate his combo quad and fumbled the triple axel that was supposed to be in combination too. But while his total score of 251.51 was nearly 10 points behind Hanyu's 261.03, at least he stayed in place for silver, unlike poor Fernandez, who fell out of both quads and then again out of nowhere, plus made a couple more errors, and with 232.78 slipped off the podium, behind the 235.37 of Ross Minor, who arguably had the performance of the night with a free skate as good as he can do, complete with a quad salchow. Fernandez held on to fourth, but in the free he was behind Richard Dornbusch as well. Dornbusch blew both quad and combo in the short and both quads in the free, but all his other jumps in the latter were clean to pull up to fifth, narrowly ahead of Reynolds, who landed two quads but had multiple errors, and Sergei Voronov and Rippon, who in their frees were close to clean but with less content, Voronov having only his jumps and Rippon still lacking a quad. The ladies' field was already reduced to 9, but even so it was a strong one, and while not all of them at the moment, others produced some of the series' best skating. Though for Kiko Suzuki, it was Skate Canada Redux, except not as bad. This time in her short, she landed the triple toe, and only popped her Lutz, which left her in 5th after the segment, but only about 2.5 points out of 2nd, which was really no problem when she improved on her free too. Her only problem was a partially unrotated loop, and she won the free by nearly 10 points over Mao Asada, who did not do her triple axel here to avoid jeopardizing her finale chances, so she took the lead after the short with the highest score seen on the circuit this season. But then the free, as well as a double axel, she did a double loop, a double flutz, and a double flip, and a single salchow. But thanks to some quite frankly lenient judging, much to her and everybody else's surprise, when the numbers crunched together, she was ahead of Suzuki by 0.05, 185.27 to 185.22, to be a very unsatisfied winner. Behind them, when none of Agnes Zawadzki, Elena Gadovinashvili, or Zini Makarova had clean shorts, Zawadzki's lacked a combo, and the three of them all made multiple mistakes in the free, the latter two especially. Bronze became a battle between Mirai Nagasu and Zijin Lee, who went 2-3 in the short and 3-4 in the long. Nagasu managed a clean short with a slightly shaky triple toe, her first successful triple since she was 14, and Lee also landed that combo, but slightly two-footed her flip. In the free, Lee was actually the cleaner one, with only a single partial downgrade and hand down, while Nagasu had 4 partial downgrades, but 2 of them were on double toes. And though Lee had a tech score advantage in both programs, Nagasu had a bigger one in the presentation scores. It laddered and narrowly beat Lee for the bronze, 176.68 to 174.11. The pair's field, too, was reduced to 7, and was arguably the weakest in the series, but after the short, it looked like it was going to be a real competition, with Vera Besarova and Yuri Leonov barely ahead of Kirsten Moore-Towers and Dylan Moskovich, with both teams going clean, though both guys really had to hold on to their triple toes. But in the free, Besarova and Larionov might not have synced their triple toes, and she might have not fully rotated the second double axel in their sequence, but when everything else, including a throw flip, was good, they shot ahead to 192.02, while Moore-Towers and Moskovich weren't able to get their full sequence of intended triple toes when he stumbled on the first, and while they followed up with more or less clean salchows, they fell on a throw and showed clear fatigue by the end of their program. They were arguably lucky that bronze medalists Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier, though they landing salchows and a clean short and toes in the free, also lost their intended double axel double toe combo when they fell in the first and had hands down on both throws. They're still only doing a throw double axel. Also, the fourth place Alexis Guimek and Christopher Kniram, who landed salchows and throw flips in both programs and were hindered only by a hand down from him on their double axels double toes, in the free had the second highest technical score by some way, but also had the third lowest presentation scores. And in fifth, Anastasia Martyshev and Alexei Roganov, who were fourth in the short where they offset her stumbling on their salchows with a throw flip, had the highest tariff of anyone in the free, but were brought down by her failing to land any jumps clean outside their axle sequence, and even that wasn't the best. So once again, the only field to make it to the end intact was the ice dance, where none of the other five held a candle to the top three, and nor could Elena Ilyinch and Nikita Katslapov, or Maya and Alex Shibutani challenge Meryl Davis and Charlie White much, who were themselves a little weaker technically on the short than they were at Skate America, but were stronger, especially performance-wise, in their free. They totaled 178.48, which became an even easier win when, while both the other two couples undisputably improved from the Ross Telecom Cup, for Ilyinch and Katslapov, that wasn't saying much. Their short-handed wobble on the twistles, which combined with the relatively low tariff and deductions for both an extended lift and time violation to initially take them below the Shibutanis, and then they had to go in the free with her suffering from food poisoning. In fact, they may have been lucky not to get two deductions again in that segment, where they had another extended lift, and rumors have been going around that some of the judges in Russia wanted to deduct them for lack of beat, though none of the three panels yet have gotten the votes needed for it. Between escaping that, skating clean, and fixing their tariff, they landed ahead of the Shibutanis for silver, 156.62 to 154.56, though without any leg problems this time, the latter performed a truly beautiful free dance. This is the first time in history the Grand Prix Series has produced six different winners in men's singles, though due to the results at the other events, only five of them will be at the finale. Patrick Chan, Hanyu, Takiko Kazuka, Tatsuki Mishida, the finale's sole newcomer, and Fernandez. Takahashi, with his two silvers, turns the field's two-thirds Japanese. The ladies in pairs field will also lack a winner, since they each have one that didn't skate a second event. In the ladies, this means, with Asada Suzuki joining a field topped by Ashley Wagner, including newcomer Kira Korpi, last year's junior champion Yulia Lipnitskaya with silver and bronze, and slightly more unusually, Elizaveta Tektomisheva with silver and fourth round the field out. The pairs, too, see Towers and Moskovich squeak into their first finale lineup with silver and fourth. The Ambassadorov and Larinov join a lineup topped by Tatiana Volosojo and Maxim Trankov, and also including Jing Pang and Jian Tang, the only other pair not there last year, Yuka Kawaguchi and Alexander Smirnov, and Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford. The ice dance, on the other hand, this year not only split six golds evenly between the three teams of Davis and White, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, and Nathalie Peschel and Fabian Borza, but they did the same to the silvers, creating a back half of the lineup with Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev, Ilyinch and Katslapov, and Anna Capolini and Luki Lanate. The last two are the only ones not from last year, and Ilyinch and Katslapov, the sole debutantes. We in fact have news about Aliona Savchenko and Robin Sulkovy following their withdrawal from their second event. Word is they will skip German nationals and in fact may not compete again at all until Europeans. Both more and less news came this week about the last two Olympic men's champions. Evan Lysacek had surgery this Tuesday to repair a sports hernia or torn muscle in his lower abdomen and will be off the ice for 6 weeks, but says he's still hoping to be ready for US nationals. Evgeny Plushenko too had surgery on his spine, and probably will now pull out of the NRW trophy, but even that isn't absolutely confirmed. He spoke of now focusing on Russian nationals without worrying yet about what happens after that. The B competitions that took place this week were supposed to be junior and below, but the Golden Bear in Zagreb had some senior skaters, mostly ladies. Kirsten Frank won that competition by some way with 136.03. Her lead was especially big in the short, where she skated the only clean program, if only by trying nothing harder than a sow cow there. She went for a Lutz in the free, which was one of her two falls. She also doubled the sow cow, so her margin was smaller. But behind her, Italian Roberto Ruggiero, who had been second in the short, going for a flip and falling on it, tried to lead her along with a Flutz and flip, but the latter was doubled. Then she doubled two sow cows, singled her axel, and her other jumps didn't make up for it either, causing her to drop down to third, leaving silver to Slovenian Nika Karic, who tried no hard jumps, so was third in the short after falling there, and had a handful of errors in the free, but nothing worse than a single doubled toe. There were two senior men, Frank's fellow Austrian, Mario Raphael Ionian, the winner, with 126.72, would have barely finished second in the ladies. The juniors, too, only skated a pair of singles competitions, both won by Hungarians. Yvette Toth won a large junior ladies competition by some way, though Finn silver medalist Saidai Rantanen won the free, while Christoph Forgo dominated a four-skater men's competition. Even the Grand Prix Slovakian Banska Bystrica had a home senior lady compete, Karolina Gotova, though she totaled only 75.10 without so much successful double axel. They had junior competitions in singles and ice dance, with both singles events won by Slovakians. Though in the ladies, Bronislava Dobiasova did so on her short program, while Estonian silver medalist Jasmine Alexandra Costa rose up to 6th by winning the free skate. Marka Klepak won the competition of three men, and the ice dance competition was won by Russians Anastasia Voronkova and Nikita Trushkov. National season is now also underway, with the Philippines and Belgium both holding their nationals. Philippines nationals has three senior men, including Michael Christian Martinez, the only one to try the triple axel, which he landed in the short. Unfortunately, he stepped out of both of his other jumping passes to be second there. Then the free, he fell in one and stepped out of the other to lose a combo, and with more step outs, he ended up dropping a third, leaving the competition to be won by quite a lot by reigning champion Christopher Kaluza, who had two great, if relatively easy technically, programs to score a total of 187.28. With only one other competitor who couldn't break 100, Melissa Bullen-Hagy, too, easily won her second straight title in the senior ladies, especially since despite falling into triple let, she skated a very good free. There were five junior ladies. Winner Allison Crystal Perichetto was the only one to break 100. Belgian nationals had no competitions above novice except for ladies. Senior ladies was between reigning champion Isabel Piemann and Kat Van Diel, with Dutch guest Kim Bell bringing up the rear in third. Van Diel won on the strength for short when Piemann had more troubles there, including a partial downgrade, if only on a double toe. In the free, they both made multiple errors, both singling axels and other jumps. Piemann's biggest other problems were two downgrades, one major, and Van Diel's were two falls, which helped Piemann edge the segment out in her presentation score by 2.5 points. But she was behind by 5, so Van Diel stayed ahead for her first national title, 117.86 to 115.60. The junior competition was actually won by Dutch guest Anne Sophie Goossens. Though Lieselotte Swartz won the short, then slipped to a close third in the free, ceding not only the win, but the national title to second place Anai Kleiss. In more sensationalist news, Oksana Baiul has filed suit for $1 million against the William Morris Endeavor Agency, whom she originally signed with after winning the Olympics back in 1994, when her English wasn't good, and she claims they took advantage of this to get her to sign contracts, agreeing parts of the money she earned would go to people she had no interest in her money going to, and swindled her out of her earnings for a few TV specials and various products. This was apparently on the impetus of her manager and boyfriend, Carlo Farina, who in 2011 took a look at her finances and discovered alleged discrepancies. And according to her lawyers, she has already collected $9.5 million for this, but they still think there's a million more to find. Freyne is a bit of a dicey character, though. A couple more pieces of European news. Hungarian TV did some profiling of its skating scene this week, and among other things revealed a new team. French para skater Camille Fouché, who last skated with Bruno Massou back in 2010, has moved there and is now skating with Mark Magyar, who last appeared with his previous partner Anna Kanaichenkova at 2011 Junior Worlds. Up north, Susanna Rakamo has been elected vice president of the Finnish Olympic Committee. In leftovers from sectionals, an account was published this week of the kind of difficulty Samantha Cesario defied to win Eastern sectionals 2 weeks ago. First, she was dealing with a hamstring injury that pulled her out of the second junior Grand Prix in October, and when she was recovering from that, Sandy hit her home base of Long Island, leaving her family relying on a weak generator for power 1 week, and they were using a stronger one when she left for Massachusetts, which was only a week and a half of training, having lost about half a week due to an inability to get to her rink. Even so, she acknowledges, "Compared to everybody else around me, it was nothing." But over in Manhattan, six skaters, Sinead and John Kerr, Kim Navarro and Brent Pimentry, Lindy Haddad and John Hunt, were recruited through the Ice Theater of New York to provide surroundings for a rendition of White Christmas for Glee Actually, the Love Actually-based Christmas episode of Glee this season, and they filmed it from 5 p.m. Monday night to 2-4 a.m. Tuesday morning. The number features Chris Colfer and Darren Criss as recently estranged lovers. The two of them apparently wore hockey skates and tried to learn how to spin. Colfer tweeted Tuesday morning, 11 hours in ice skates, ready for the Olympics or the hospital. Sinead Kerr voiced a belief the number will be an important one, though apparently not the episode's most important. Glee actually will air on Fox December 13th at 9 p.m. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.